The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fuel retailers in border counties will face closure if the government doesn't postpone the planned increase in excise duty next month. Kevin McPartlin is Fuels for Ireland CEO. He's with us now in studio. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, Jonathan.
What exactly is happening here that will lead to the discrepancy north and south?
So there's already quite a significant discrepancy. The average price of petrol in Northern Ireland is about 10 cents a litre cheaper than it is here in the Republic. And for diesel, it's about six cents per litre. Now, then you have the situation where in the budget there in the UK a few days ago, the Chancellor of the Exchequer announced that he was going to have a further extension of the excise duty cut. Now, in this country, we had our excise duty cut. This was all in response to the invasion of Ukraine, and the people will recall the rapidly rising prices in the immediate aftermath of that and the sanctions on Russian fuel. But we are due to further reinstate our excise duty. And the effect will be to have a 5 cent per litre increase on petrol and a 4 cent per litre increase on the 1st of April, and then the same again on the 1st of August. So then what you're talking about is a differential of about 20 cent per litre in the in the cost of petrol north and south of the border, and about 12 cent per litre in terms of 15 cents a litre in terms of diesel. And
that's driving
people across the border to buy their fuel.
Yeah, it is a frontier problem, though, when you have petrol that's going to be cheaper in another jurisdiction. It's happened before in the past, and petrol stations did survive back then as well.
I think it's a very, very long time since we had such a significant differential. And already we did a survey on just on Wednesday, and we found that service stations right on the border are trying to match the Northern Irish prices. And even in today's Irish Independent, Yvonne Murray has an excellent story where she spoke to a retailer in Donegal, and he's saying he's selling fuel at a loss in order to drive people into his convenience store so he can sell his, you know, groceries and newspapers and drinks or whatever else. So this is a problem which we know is going to be embedded for 12 months, because the Chancellor of the Exchequer has said this is a 12-month extension. And those border county service station operators can't maintain that for that period of time. You're right, there's always been fluctuations, but it's never been this significant for a very, very long time.
Okay, Kevin McPartlin, Fuels for Ireland CEO, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.